Editor. I read the November 3 Optimist editorial, Despicable Behavior, and I shake my head. Obviously whoever wrote the editorial has not lived in Sawa Sen. I have lived in Sawa Sen for 60 years and every Halloween, something of this sort happens, because there is nothing for teens in the area to do. Back in the 60s 12th Avenue was closed due to a massive bonfire on the road. Roman Candle Wars is not new, nor was the near riot, with the only difference being that the police recorded the scene. What happened was the annual letting off steam, by kids so bored, so distracted by the fact many do not have a future that mayhem happens. One can say it is, flipping the bird, to the establishment because the establishment has, flipped the bird, to them. Back in the day, there was the orchards, or in Ladner the sandpits, with drag racing on Ferry Road, places where teens and young adults could let off steam. Not anymore. Today, in this politically correct world, where anything fun is discouraged or banned outright, kids are left to their own devices for entertainment. All too easy to point the finger at parents and fireworks because the real issue is the politicians, who have made Sawa Sen a no-go area for kids. Everyone should get off their high horses and view Sawa Sen, Delta through the eyes of kids and teens instead through the rose-colored glasses of bureaucrats and higher-purpose persons. Kids, especially teens, need an outlet and the failure to provide one, is nothing more than despicable. D.M. Johnston.